If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
So we're talking about hashtag borrowed items that never came back. I was telling the team about this funny story about Chris Tucker and who's that guy? Charlie Sheen, yeah. How Chris Tucker went to Charlie Sheen one day, was like, yo, man, it's my birthday, man. Can I use your Ferrari? And then, yeah, he kept that car for a year.
How do you forget
a Ferrari? I've forgotten some things in the past, like fresh, a decade ago, took my vinyl, Michael Jackson, a remix.
And he's listening.
I still don't have
it.
I still don't. And I'm scared to ask him, like, guys, you look at fresh, you look at me like.
No, fresh.
It's not going to work.
The big dog, please, vinyl, thanks.
And I had completely forgotten about it up until I went through my records. I was like, no, man, I gave fresh this particular vinyl. He's keeping it. And you know, if you ask him, he says, oh, my man, I've got like thousands of vinyls. Where am I going to find it?
Wow.
You know what I'm thinking?
So,
let's make this interesting. Since when you've called out fresh for your vinyl, let's call them out, man.
Yeah, funny thing, you didn't want me to call out Anel.
That is not yours. That's a different type. Then we are talking about borrowed items.
Any borrowed
that
items?
Never came back.
So mine came back, but the funny thing about it is, and yes, I'm calling you out, my friend. Kilelo Huma, one time, I walked into the studio. She really liked the shades that I had on. So she says to me, oh, my friend, let me look. You know? She wears them. And I leave. I forget that dinner again. How, guys? I'm driving out. Kinole is driving in.
Rocky.
I'm like, those look mighty familiar. Like, yeah, feels. Drove in. She still kept them.
My friends, they know. They know themselves, man. Pasane Mandla. Please, gents, I got you. We know it's cold sometimes. Yeah. Donna, can I have a jacket?
Yes.
And I've got some nice hoodies. Very nice.
Oh.
But when they come back or when I see them, yeah, but you are Sheila, man. You can tell, you see, this thing has been worn
over and over again.
Please, man. Mantle
Pasan. And I'm sure they don't even wash it properly.
No.
I'm guilty of that.
You know, I'm so ponyana. Nakane.
28 minutes past four. That's what we're chatting about this afternoon. Hashtag drive 959 moment. Borrowed items that never came back. Have you ever borrowed something to friends and family and never gotten them back? Months, even years later, you're still waiting for your what?
What I bought, it was my aunt 30 years ago. Contest. Giving the first prize. Little today, I have the picture, but I don't have the cup. She took it like it was an angel. In it's only that statue, so America. I mean, imagine.
So I have a cousin of mine, mm-hmm. younger cousin of mine. She unexpectedly came to visit me, Kwami. And that mm-hmm. weekend, I was planning to take my kids to a water park, mm. right? So Kamogadi my costume.
Hallelujah.
And a cover up. Fine, no problem. She's staying with me for a few more days. How Mugel Hatamaya, she packed my costume and my cover up. I didn't even realize because those things, whether they were staying in the guest bedroom, Kiwana ha posted it in Airbnb.
Hello.
As a DJ, one thing that never comes back is not just the vinyls and the CDs and the music that you'll borrow somebody. That's a pin, your headphone.
Yeah, that's a pin.
No more.
Yeah.
I could name people that have borrowed, but in name, Kulu Hispanis. It never comes back.
So, Mina, I borrowed my daughter my blazer. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Salindini Wani. But every time I need my blazer, we are bambuyaye. Yangzo keep. Ani boni. Ani boni. But here, namagafunugui koga. Yangzo iwash ani nige. Till today, it's been 6 months now. She practiced. Owns it now.
Unless, of course, they've got a back room. It's in a back room, yeah. That blazer. It's got its own back room.
Yeah, no, you just had it in between clothes. I've done it. I mean, really.
But why is it hard for people to bring back what you have borrowed? Why is it hard?
Because they look cute on us.
Yeah.
There's no other way. They look cute on me. This was a cute outfit.
It looks better on me.
I don't even care if it's better. As long as it's cute on me, I'm going.
There's people that borrow a car, like you said. Someone borrows a car.
A Ferrari.
Not just a car.
Angaileti.
Yeah.
For a year.
Yeah, but the owner also forgot about it. So you can tell the owner lives in a lap of luxury.
Absolutely.
Let's bring it home. There's someone that has borrowed your room. Agahan. Yeah, they came with that. What? With just one bag.
Yo, guys, I waffle maker. I'm going to bolek a boyfriend. Nangtest asa sugana. Asa sanzani. Se we exi. Yati niya hambagan jali waffle maker.
Yeah, I mean, I did borrow some money so kaput. Yeah, ne. Yo, and I did come back. But when it came back, because this guy began to like us. Ibuye ivitiye like we say we school shoe underneath. Yeah.
Hey, the game is a Xbox. And why should it be? Adibo, the game is a Xbox. Dile. Who said the cover of it? Come here, hahona sepe.
Na azanka di mamoto iboroi la anka chini yaka e black and chaya skin. Aksa hupola hand. 10 years ago, ibulo otoka hete moto. Aksa simili chini yaka ekai. My beautiful chin.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komuto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.